Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. We're starting this new cycle. And we're starting with Parshas Bereishis. So let's take a look at a Midrash in Midrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah. This is in Parsha Yudgimel, Psikta Zayin. The Pasuk says, Va'adam ayin lavod es ha'adamah. This is the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Perek Beis Pasuk Hei. Va'adam ayin lavod es ha'adamah. And man was not to work the earth, to work the soil. Meaning that there was not yet man to work the soil. The pasuk shot in this pasuk is that there was no proper vegetation yet growing, because this was before man actually was created. Now this midrash has two interpretations on this. I'll share the second one quickly. It's va'adam ayin lavodas adama lo nivra adam el amal, that man was not created only to toil, only the amal, the person was created for to toil. Im zacha hu amal batorah v'im lo zacha hu amal ba'aretz. If he's zocha, he'll be able to toil in Torah, and if he's not zocha, he doesn't merit this opportunity, he'll be toiling in the ground and in the earth, meaning he'll have to work. A person's going to work one way or another, so either he'll be toiling and working really hard in Torah, or he'll be toiling and working hard in working the ground and working, but he's going to be working either way. Ashrav la'adam shehu amel b'torah, and praiseworthy is he, is the man who is able to toil in Torah. And so that's an interesting interpretation of this pasuk. The pasuk says, and man was not, and there was not yet man to work the ground. And it could be that a way to read this is that, and man is not to work the ground. Meaning, the design of man is not to work the ground. That's not really what a man has to do. You don't have to assume that a man will work the ground, that a man will, has to spend his time in this world being involved in gardening and farming. Maybe not. Right? That's what the Midrash seems to be saying. Maybe a person can toil in Torah. And that's actually, there's a quota, a certain amount of toiling a person has to do, and he can actually fulfill that in Torah and not necessarily in working the ground. So va'adam ayin lavodas ha'adamah. I think that's how to read this, that a person is not to work the ground. But I want to take a look at the first interpretation of the Midrash, which is as follows. Va'adam ayin laha'avid es abrios la'kadosh baruch hu kelyo u'chachoni ha'magel, which means, and a man is not... there was no man to cause the brios to serve Hashem, like Eliyahu and Chaoni HaMagel. So that's a loaded sentence, so we'll unpack that. First of all, the Midrash reads this pasuk as not the Adam Ayin La'avod es Adama, but doesn't read it as La'avod, to work the ground, but rather Leha'avid, to cause others to serve. So instead of reading this pasuk as, and there was no man to work the ground, it reads as, there was no man to cause others to serve Hashem. Okay? And it says, like Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel, meaning that Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel are two personalities who were people who were able to cause others to serve Hashem. So first, quickly, who Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel were. Eliyahu is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, of course, quite possibly one of the most famous of the Nevi'im, and he was tasked with the mission of getting the Jewish people to serve Hashem. His story is mentioned in Malachim Aleph, it's in the middle, towards the end, and that's Eliyahu that we're talking about over here. And Choni HaMa'agel is a personality who lived much later on. He lived during this time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and there are Mishnayos and Brisos that feature stories about him, quoted there's several in the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, sometimes slightly different versions in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. But he gets his name Choni HaMa'agel from a famous story quoted in the Gemara and Tainus on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where basically, long story short, there's a drought, they need water, they go to Choni, and Choni demands from Hashem that he provide rain, and There's good rain, there's a very weak rain, very powerful rain, both that are not very helpful. So he draws a circle around himself and says, I'm not leaving this circle until there's a proper rain, and then it rains properly. So that's the story of Choni HaMagil. And now this major seems to be saying that at this point in creation, there was not man who would be able to get people to serve Hashem the way Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel did. So the question is like, what's the deal with Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel? What do they have to do with anything? Why are they the prime examples of people who got others to serve Hashem? There are many Nevi'im and many people throughout Tanakh and Jewish history who got others to serve Hashem. So why specify Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel? So it seems to be that the consensus of the many of the Mefarshim on Bereishis Rabbah understand that, it's Yosef and Maharzu and Matnas Kahuna basically understand that the common denominator of Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel, especially if you think of Choni HaMa'agel's story and a famous story of Eliyahu, is that both of them prayed for rain. Both of them davened for rain. So that is a common denominator between these two. And they were Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim when Hashem answered their tefillos for rain. This also really is connected to this pasuk because the full pasuk over here that we did that the Midrash did not quote is that there was all these plants and seeds, but Kilohim Tir Hashem Elokim Ala Aretz, that Hashem did not yet make it rain, Vadim Ayin Lavodas Adama, because there was no man to work the land. So Hashem did not yet make it rain. Rashi over here quotes the idea that only when Adam came about did Adam daven for it to rain. So this pasuk, as Chazal understand it elsewhere, is a pasuk about Hashem not yet making it rain. Because man did not pray for rain. And so over here, it's reading it as, especially with this understanding of Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'agel being connected to davening for rain, that Hashem did not yet make it rain, and because there was no man to cause others to get closer to Hashem through praying for rain. So that seems to be the connection, but I think it can go deeper if you think about it, because it's actually almost the opposite is the stories of Choni HaMa'agel and Eliyahu HaNavi. If you think about it, Eliyahu HaNavi, so this is referring to a story in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. Eliyahu HaNavi actually declared the drought. Choni HaMa'agel doesn't declare a drought. Eliyahu HaNavi declares a drought because of the idolatry of Ahav and Jezebel and Klal Yisrael at the time, and he says they deserve a punishment. So he declares a drought for a while, and then he kind of gets a sign that maybe he should end it, and he davens that the drought should end, and then it starts to rain. And that's the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, and Choni HaMa'agel is the one that we mentioned already. So if you think about it, Eliyahu. Both of them are given the power to make it rain, but Eliyahu is the one who, in his zealotry for God, davens that it shouldn't rain, and then ultimately brings rain. Choni, on the other hand, is the opposite. He makes it rain, and in the Gemara there, Shimon ben Shatach, one of the Zugos. Nasi or Av Beis Din, he considers the actions of Choni HaMa'agel disrespectful. He said he compares him to a disrespectful, petulant child before Hashem by davening and kaviyachol, so to speak, forcing Hashem's hand to make it rain when Hashem really, so to speak, didn't want it to rain. So we see that, like if you have these two parties, the party of Hashem and what's best in best the best interest of Hashem, so to speak, and then the best interest of Klal Yisrael. So Eliyahu HaNavi sides with Hashem more. He says, Klal Yisrael, you are being terrible to Hashem. And therefore, he declared that there should not be rain. And Choni HaMa'agel is the exact opposite. Choni HaMa'agel, Hashem decided there should not be rain. And Choni HaMa'agel says, Hashem, I demand of you, so to speak, like a petulant child, says Shimon ben Shattach, I demand of you that you give Klal Yisrael rain, even though Hashem really didn't want to give them rain. So we see these really, these are opposites. And what Chazal might be indicating by putting them together is that, yes, everything we've been saying about this, about the what's going on in the parsha of the davening for rain, and then and that rain should be a way to bring people closer to Hashem. But there were, we see over here by comparing Eliyahu and Choni HaMa'akel that there's actually two methods of getting the brios, of getting the creatures, the creations of the world, to serve Hashem, even using the very same tool. In our case, rain. Right, both Choni HaMa'akel and Eliyahu HaNavi use rain to bring people closer to Hashem, to get people to serve Hashem. But there's two methods. There's the harsher approach of Eliyahu HaNavi, who's the kanoi, the zealot on behalf of God, who uses holding back rain, and then ultimately, giving it to them. It's a way of bringing people closer, forcing them to serve Hashem. And then you have the softer approach of Choni HaMa'akel, who generously goes to bat against Hashem, so to speak, on behalf of the Jewish people to daven for rain. These are two methods, a harsher approach and a softer approach, both using the same tool to bring people closer to Hashem. And this, you know, shows us that, you know, there are different methods, first of all, in bringing people closer to Hashem. And sometimes it's the very same tool, and that anything can and should be used to bring people closer to Hashem. And as a system, we should be able to internalize this lesson and use all the tools to bring ourselves and others closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.